When starting a new chaplaincy program, it is important to work to create buy-in from the department. The chaplaincy may be a foreign concept to many in the organization. The best way to do so is to present a well-researched plan outlining the need for such a program, the potential benefits, and the steps needed to implement it. Presenting data from similar programs that have been successful in other jurisdictions can be especially helpful in getting the administration on board. Additionally, be sure to explain how the program could help first responders and their families, such as by providing emotional support, increasing morale, and improving overall well-being. Finally, it's important to demonstrate how the chaplaincy program could help the organization achieve its goals and strengthen relationships within the community. By providing a compelling case for the program, you should be able to obtain the necessary buy-in from your administration. You must also think about how the chaplaincy will be received by the members of the department. For some, the chaplain will become a kind, encouraging figure who they interact with from a distance. For others, the chaplain will become a resource for wisdom and comfort. For yet others, the chaplain will become a resource for matters of spirituality and faith. It would be helpful to develop a list of talking points to be discussed when introducing the program to the members of your agency. Included would be the goals and vision for the program, ways to contact the chaplain, and credentials of the chaplain. Further, it is imperative for the chaplain to conduct routine station visits to meet the members in a comfortable setting. Ideally, these visits would include a chief officer who could introduce the chaplain to the department. If this is not possible, an email introduction could be utilized. Financial considerations for chaplaincy can vary depending on your agency's circumstances. Generally, a chaplaincy program requires a financial commitment. This can include training costs, travel expenses, duty and dress uniforms, radio, phone, and business cards. You will need to determine if the chaplain will be a volunteer or a paid department member. If the chaplain is a volunteer, consideration should be given to offering a stipend. It is important to research the type of chaplaincy you are interested in and to clearly understand any associated costs before embarking on the journey. By connecting with other jurisdictions in your area, you may have an opportunity to see what costs they incur with their programs. For a list of fire service-specific chaplaincy programs to connect with, see firefightersafety.org. For more information about law enforcement chaplaincy resources and programs, contact the International Conference of Police Chaplains. Through these resources, you can connect with established chaplaincies in your region. The daily role of a chaplain is primarily focused on building relationships with first responders. This can involve making regular station visits to get to know the members. By conducting routine station visits, the chaplain will allow the members time to learn about the chaplain and the program in a relaxed, comfortable setting. The chaplain will conduct other functions such as visiting sick or injured members and their families, attending department functions and ceremonies, and officiating funerals and weddings. Another essential portion of a chaplain's day-to-day duties involves responding to critical incidents. These types of situations have the potential to create significant human distress. Outlining your expectations of when, where, and how a chaplain should respond to these incidents will not only help the chaplain remain safe, but also set the expectations for your members. These tasks are essential for the chaplain to show that they are approachable and available to provide a ministry of presence for those in need. It is vital to maintain your chaplaincy program. You can do this by attending national, state, and local trainings, such as those provided by the International Conference of Police Chaplains, the Federation of Fire Chaplains, the Florida Firefighters Safety and Health Collaborative, and any other local programs you find in your area. The Florida Firefighters Safety and Health Collaborative is working not only at the state level, but also at the local level to support existing programs, share policies and procedures, and help agencies start their program. These organizations provide training and the opportunity to network with other chaplains, which can aid in your growth and encourage best practices. As you develop and evaluate your program, try to forecast your succession planning as well. Sustaining a program after you have put the time and effort into building it will ensure that your work will help others for years to come. It is also suggested that you evaluate your program often. This could be done through member satisfaction surveys sent to the department, gathering member data, service utilization rates, and other creative evaluation strategies. Finally, it is important to remember that while you care for those affected by tragedy and trauma, you must also take care of yourself. Establishing boundaries, developing strong support networks, and utilizing healthy coping mechanisms are all critical to maintaining your mental and physical health. It's been said, caring for others is noble. Caring for yourself is required. Thank you for reviewing this training module. Please see the Chaplaincy Task Book attached to this section. End of module.